Gary Strubel on the Business Report.
Time now for our lead story on the Business Report, and it's proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, let us help you secure your financial well-being now and in the future. Now, with some far-reaching changes to the Public Accountants and Auditors Act of 1951 having been suggested, David Bishop spoke to Eben de Klerk from ISG Risk to find out what some of the implications are and what the way forward looks like.
We're speaking today to Mr. Eben de Klerk about the new bill by the Public Accountants and Auditors Board that would supersede the Public Accountants and Auditors Act. Hello, Mr. de Klerk.
Hi, are you well?
Good, thanks. Give us a bit of a background. What exactly is the Public Accountants and Auditors Act, and what are the terms of the new bill that will supersede it?
Well, the old Act, it's a 51 Act, was used to regulate the auditors up till now. They're drafting a new bill now to modernize the regulation of the auditors, but unfortunately, they went far further than just regulating auditors, and they will now also start to regulate numerous other professions or attempt to regulate other professions as well.
Okay. So you say 1951. I mean, obviously, the Act does need some updating. Then a lot's changed. We've got computers, forensic auditing, things like that. But are you saying this is going too far?
Yeah. Well, the Act definitely needs some updating. That's true. There's been a few complaints in the past that showed that the practice of the auditors expanded quite a lot, and there were statutory problems in the provision, in the provisions of regulating auditors. What now happens is they brought in a definition of accounting services in the new bill, and if you read that definition, it is extremely wide. It really casts a net of regulation, and understand the auditors will be the regulators, the board of the auditors. The regulator will now also regulate all advisory services in finances, financial analysis. They will regulate professions that have been existing for ages, like the certified fraud examiners, the certified financial planning professionals, risk practitioners, a whole host of professions that has been existing up till now, brokers, asset managers, and so forth, will now come into the loop of who will be regulated by the new bill.
Okay. Let's just touch quickly on who is that board? How do people end up on the auditor's board?
Well, the board constitutes basically auditors as it has in the past. They get appointed to the board, and they then fulfill a regulatory function. And obviously, up till now, it hasn't been a problem because it was nominated auditors fulfilling a statutory function. That board will now consist of auditors now regulating numerous other professionals who will not have access to sit on the board and to regulate. So they will. So your risk practitioner will be regulated by an auditor. Your certified fraud examiners will be regulated by an auditor. Financial planning professionals, brokers, asset managers, and these are disciplines that have been existing in own right. They had always had their minimum qualification requirements. They always, most of them are regulated. Many of them are regulated outside of Namibia. So our market is not big enough to have Namibian regulators, which means that this board now decides that although the board doesn't have the expertise in your discipline, we will still act as your regulator.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on because, you know, auditors regulating auditors, presumably they know what to look for. But if you now have auditors having to regulate such a vast spectrum of different types of professions, where do those skills come from? How do they regulate effectively?
I don't know how they intend to do that. It falls outside the scope of the academic and admission requirements, to be frank, and many of these will fall outside the scope. They might have insight in some areas of the discipline, but definitely not all. So I don't understand how they would think that they would have the expertise to regulate those professionals. But the more important question is, these professions exist. They are being regulated, many of them outside of Namibia. Why do we suddenly have to create a super regulator where the auditors effectively become a gatekeeper of other professions. And the problem there is, you know, the suspicion is that the auditors are actually trying to limit the market in terms of the services, so that the auditors decide who may give what services. Mm. And in that way, kind of preserve their own profession in that regard, so that they can get more work. One doesn't want to go to conspiracy theories, but that is effectively what's going to happen, is that they become gatekeepers of numerous other professionals. Mm. That's not good for those professionals. I would just assume that many of the professionals that I've just mentioned, and there's many more, are not even aware of the scope of this bill and how it will affect them. But there are a few that are aware. The risk practitioners are aware, and we're busy drafting objections. The Law Society has drafted objections. Barb immediately said, well, okay, they will exempt the lawyers, because I would assume they just don't want to enter into that debate. You know, the way that accounting services are defined would have meant that lawyers would have never even been able to assist their clients in any tax matters.
Sure.
You could be a PhD in law, in tax law, and you can still be a PhD in tax law, not admitted as a legal practitioner, and then not allowed to see any clients on tax matters. The way the bill stands now, because that now the auditor said is pretty much their own domain now. And I don't think it's good for our economy. I don't think it's good for numerous professionals. And hopefully this gets a proper revisit from civil society.
I want to touch on that just now, but one last question before we get there. A lot of statutory bodies are sort of, you know, voluntary. You decide whether you want to sign up with the regulator and you can carry on doing business. Otherwise, it doesn't sound like that's the case here, that whether or not these other professions are even affiliated in any way with the auditors board, they're going to be regulated whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Well, you get statutory regulators and you get voluntary regulators. So, for instance, the Namibian Institute for Professional Accountants, NIPA, is a voluntary regulator. It's not on the statutes. So you can decide if you want to become a member of NIPA. But in terms of the bylaws of the receiver of revenue, only certain persons may sign off on closed corporations' financial statements. Mm. And they have acknowledged that the NIPA professionals may sign off on closed corporation statements, but it's still a voluntary regulator. Then you get statutory regulators. That is, for instance, NAMFISA, the Law Society, and PARP, as it currently stands. You don't have a choice to be regulated by them. It's absolutely not voluntary. If I want to call myself a legal practitioner, the moment I get admitted, I have to go to the Law Society and say, I'm now admitted. I am now a member. What must I do? What is your requirement? So the law says what the requirements are. So, there's a host of professionals currently, some of them under voluntary regulators, some of them under statutory regulators, some of them under voluntary regulators outside of Namibia, and some of them under statutory regulators outside of Namibia. So there's a different bag of regulatory regimes. Mm. On different professionals. What this definition of accounting services now wants to do is we don't care about where you regulated. You will now, when you do any of these services and provide any of these services, you will have to, well, it's firstly unlawful if you're not registered with us. And perhaps I must take just a few seconds to just, you know, highlight what that would, some of the provisions of accounting services that will, if you are in providing any of the following services, you will have to be registered with PARP in future. And that is the measurement, processing and communication of financial information, anything in that area, you will have to register with them. Any financial analysis that any professional may do, you will have to register with PARP. And remember, the financial service industry is a very wide industry. Mm. So you're talking about numerous professionals currently doing financial analysis and verification. In future, the auditors will regulate that. You're not allowed to summarize any accounting records if you're not registered with PARP. Any financial planning, and that's where the financial planning professionals come in, they have to study postgraduate degrees and are regulated by the Financial Planning Institute in South Africa. So in future, they will not be able to practice their profession in Namibia anymore if PAB don't regulate them. Any form of estate planning, and estate planning is a huge part of estate planning is legal.
Mm.
So again, you know, the auditors go out and regulate estate planning professionals where they have very little to no knowledge really of estate planning itself and the legal environment that those people operate in. Insurance advice. If you provide any insurance advice, you're not allowed to do that in future if you're not registered with PAB. Any financial accounting, any financial advisory services, that's infinitely broad.
Mm.
Any forensic accounting services, any valuation services that can arguably even be property valuers, the way the bill is written currently at least. Any bookkeeping services, that is a major thing because there's a lot of bookkeepers, very competent bookkeepers in our country that are, you know, they completed accountancy 3 in a BCom degree and so forth, and they're very competent. In future, they will not be able to provide bookkeeping services if they're not registered with PAB. Any payroll services, any person who provides any service around payroll, and there's a few companies in Namibia who do that, who are not auditors, who are not regulated currently, but they have systems that operate 100%, but in future, they're not allowed to provide the services if not regulated under PAB. Any risk management services, any internal control services that will probably include also the setting up of policies, internal control policies and so forth. You're not allowed to do that if you're not registered. Any financial information technology systems, all persons operating in that environment will have to register with PAB. All tax services, all support regarding tax inspections,
sure,
you will have to register with them. The provision of tax advice, no person is allowed to provide any tax advice if you're not registered with PAB. And then they also have a catch-all that says, and any other services as they may later establish in standards. So that's not even the whole list of professionals that will be affected by this in future that can actually expand quite substantially. So yeah, it's the creation of a super regulator, and it's going to have a massive impact on these professionals and I believe also on our economy.
You touched on it slightly when you said won't be able to conduct business. Is that sort of the be all and the end all? Unless you are registered, you cannot.
Well, the Act says that you may not provide accounting services to the public. If you're employed at a firm as a bookkeeper, you can. If you're in an employer-employment relationship. But if you provide these services to clients, different clients, then and you're not registered with PAB and regulated by PAB, you will actually commit a criminal offense.
Sure. One last thing then, perhaps not in your personal capacity. I mean, I know you don't want to speak for an entire industry, but perhaps some of the bodies that you're on, what would you like to see happen? What would be the best outcome of this?
Well, what is crucially important is that the definition of accounting services should be narrowed and substantially narrowed to really, one, understand you want to protect the public. Okay, and there's nobody has an issue with that. But to cast the web this wide in terms of that definition of accounting services is not the way to go. So that definition needs to be narrowed down so that the auditors really regulate auditors who provide these services, not other professionals who provide these services. I sit on the Namibian Association for Risk Managers. I'm a associate member of the Institute of Risk Management South Africa. We are busy preparing documents to be submitted to PAB. The Law Society has already provided their input, and PAB immediately said, "Well, okay, we'll exempt the lawyers immediately and take them from the law." But that's an easy way out. It doesn't help any of the other professionals. So what is important now is that the public and the professionals out there really have a read of this bill and understand if it's going to impact them and how it's going to impact them, because I will just assume that many professionals out there are not aware of this. So the public awareness at this stage is quite important. If PAB doesn't, from their side, narrow down this accounting services definition substantially, then unfortunately it will we will have to go to a political level and try to explain our policymakers in the country what the impact of this will be.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much, David.
That's David Bishop speaking to Eben de Klerk. Changes to the Public Accountants and Auditors Act having been suggested. So interesting times ahead for the industry. That lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, let us help you secure your financial well-being now and in the future.
The Business Report. Thursdays from 6 to 7 on Novo 103.5.